This is the American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. The U.S. and China have tentatively scheduled a fresh round of face-to-face meetings as they seek to close out a trade deal. Under a draft schedule, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is tentatively set to travel to Beijing the week of April 29th, according to people familiar with the matter. A Chinese envoy will come to Washington the week of May 6th. Chinese officials on Wednesday predicted that pork prices in China could surge more than 70% this year after new government data showed the pig population plunging by the millions. As the world's largest consumer of pork, China has been forced to turn increasingly to the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere to meet demand. Arlen Suderman of INTL FC Stone.
What we're hearing from the industry and from our people on the ground in China and the U.S. industry here connected to the export market both is basically we're expecting a full-scale import of meat into China, and the only limitation or the primary limitation of the volume of meat that gets imported into China will be the number of refrigerated freighters on the ocean and how many round trips they can make. And even at that, there's an expectation that it will not fill the deficit of meat because of African swine fever in China. So we're expecting a protein market and the meat complex as a whole to really rise worldwide price-wise. China's already publicly saying they expect their pork prices to rise 70% year-on-year by the last half of this year, and I think that's well justified, and that's going to help pave the way for importing that meat.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
The mighty Prosaro, king of fungicides. Its fast action and long residual make it the keeper of grain quality and yield, the hammer of head and leaf diseases, the number one reducer of scab. When your goal is greater wheat quality and higher yield, use Prosaro fungicide, and the crown of higher profit will be yours. Learn more at prosaro.us. Always read and follow label instructions.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the new spectrum of hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide. A new formulation makes it brutal on yellow foxtail, foxtail barley, and other tough grasses. Everest 3.0 gets the weeds you see and the ones you know are coming, with flush-after-flush control. Ask your retailer about new Everest 3.0. Wave after wave of grassy weed domination. Always read and follow label directions.
The Army Corps of Engineers received some stern criticism from several senators yesterday during a hearing held in Iowa to examine the massive spring flooding this year. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying flooding shouldn't be such a regular occurrence along the Missouri River. The Federal Reserve said on Wednesday the economy was expanding at a moderate pace in March and early April, despite uncertainty caused by trade tensions and severe flooding in the Midwest. The Fed report, known as the Beige Book, finding prices remaining low for many farm products, with several districts, including St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, voicing concerns about what recent flooding might do to crop production this year. Inventories of ethanol in the U.S. continue to drop, according to statistics from the EIA, inventories falling 517,000 barrels this past week. Soybeans and electronic trade, penny and a fraction higher. Flattened corn, Chicago wheat, three and a fraction lower. This is the American Ag Network.